This summer, a nature conservancy program called LEAF offered urban high schoolers the chance to live and work in the shadow of Heart Mountain north of Cody. The hope is to get the kids to love Wyoming so much that they'll come back for its colleges and its jobs in conservation. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards has more.
Oh, here's one. Just about to miss it.
Floppy sun hats float over waist-deep grasses along a lush irrigation ditch. The cliffs of Heart Mountain loom above. Kiaria Mack and Jaclyn Moore wear leather work gloves and carry serious-looking clippers and plastic bags. They are hunting the hillside for hound's tongue, an invasive plant species. Mack calls it vicious.
They have a little purplish color to it. So what you do is you have to cut from the bottom. You can't cut where the seeds are because it gets stuck to your clothes. And if it goes back into the ground, it grows again. So you have to make sure you get to a certain spot. And
she snips off a lanky plant with dark, spinachy-looking leaves and stuffs it into her garbage bag. What do they have against this innocuous-looking plant?
It shuts down your liver functions. Well, the animal's liver functions when they eat it, so they die. So it's not really good, and it's invasive. So basically it takes nutrients that native plants need.
That's Alicia Griffin, another intern awarded a competitive spot in a paid work-study program through the Nature Conservancy. The program is called LEAF. Carrie Peters is the program's coordinator.
The LEAF program is an internal conservancy program and stands for Leaders in Environmental Action for the Future.
Peters says the aim of the program is to transplant urban kids into wild places like Heart Mountain Ranch. But it's not a guest ranch. They do real work, like removing barbed wire from wildlife migration routes or building trails. To get in, these students have to attend a Nature Conservancy-approved high school, which means they have a conservation curriculum. But that's not all.
We had to fill out an application, 3 essays, and then they called us, letting us know that we had an interview. And it was about 24 of us that they chose.
And so what do you think that it was that you all had in common that set you apart?
We like adventure.
This year's group is from Arabia Mountain High in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're all aspiring doctors and engineers. But Griffin admits her plans are still forming.
I was either going to do graphic art or some type of science, so now I think I'm kind of leaning towards wildlife biology because you get to do this.
And Peter says that's the point of the program, to get kids into conservation when they're deciding their futures.
When they do decide to go to college and they hit the job market and stuff, they had this experience here in Wyoming like, oh, yeah, you know, that was really cool what we did there, that stewardship stuff we did on Heart Mountain Ranch. And maybe I'd be interested in, you know, looking for a job to do something similar like that.
Peter says the idea is to help them fall in love with place, with a capital P. For this year's crop, the program succeeded in spades.
We don't get breezes in Georgia. It's just like, get off the plane.
So the wind was so nice. I think that was the first thing I liked about it was the wind. And then I noticed the mountains and everything. But I think the wind drew me in.
But wow. Air.
At the end of the day, the interns cart their heavy bags full of hound's tongue back to the truck and heap them high to burn back at the ranch. Nearby, a few cattle are grazing. The students might like adventure, but when it comes to cows...
Alicia, don't you dare. Alicia, shut up. Look, they're looking at you, too. Stop playing games.
And sometimes they can jump across the wires.
Keep playing. They come right across from here. We're leaving you right
and
here.
And they can't walk the wires.
What's a cow going to do to me? Push you down the hills on their rocks.
They might be on the brink of making bright futures in conservation careers far from home, but for now, they're still just kids. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
Please tell it.